Now, we find here in verse 17, he is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. And this would apply to the son of David, Absalom. He wouldn't listen, and he made a big mistake in going against his own father, who was an expert in warfare. He'd had a lot of experience. Now we find here in verse 18, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Two things here. He that hideth hatred with lying lips. What a terrible thing it is to have someone that pretends to be your friend, and then you discover that they really are your enemy. That person actually is a fool. You'll get on to them after a while. And he that uttereth a slander, he's a fool, you see. God gave a law to his people in Leviticus 19:16. He says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. And again, he says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Don't flatter the man when you actually hate him, and don't slander the man. You have that in Scripture. Remember, Joab pretended to be a friend of Abner, and he lured him out of the city, and he killed him. And he died as a fool died. You remember, that's what David had to say of him. He died like a fool. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, he that uttereth a slander, is a fool. And then we're told in verse 19, in the multitudes of words thou wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Have you ever noticed any of these government decrees that are handed down? I have one. I don't have it with me today. I have it in my file. It's on cabbage. And I think that it just has to do with the cabbage. That's it. And I think there's 25,000 words in that little edition that they put out about cabbage. But how many words are they in the Lord's Prayer? Not very many. How about the 23rd Psalm? And how about Lincoln's Gettysburg Address? He gave many long speeches. Nobody's ever remembered them, but the world, I don't think, will forget the Gettysburg Address. In the multitudes of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Verse 20, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the lawless is of little worth. What tremendous statements, and I'll not go into many of these here today. And we're told the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of heart. And again, I'd bring Samuel and Saul before us here as examples of this. Samuel, a great judge and man in Israel, but that man Saul was not that.